America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Playoffs.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday. Connor Happer with you with Shane. We're back in studio today as we get ready for the final game of the College World Series. What would you call it? The Men's College World Series prelims, maybe? Something like that. Yeah, exactly, Shane. Exactly. Gibberish.
Since I don't ever do your show in a regular format besides the CWS, and since this is the first time I get your board, I'm just going to be playing random.
Yeah, just fire them off.
Just playing random stuff.
That's fine. I'm not even sure what's on there. I don't know. I don't know when this is all from or where it. I don't know whose board this used to be.
It's not.
Sure.
That's big time, partner.
This and that, and this and that.
If any some other,
man, this is stubborn Steve, dog. I ain't saying nothing, man.
If any former 1620 The Zone host is listening to these drops and saying, "Hey, wait, these are my drops." Please let me know, because they're just there, and I'm not sure, you know, but Shane's going to keep pressing them.
Mr. Colby!
Throughout the show.
I don't want Mr. Colby, don't be!
Barrett Rude.
Is this a Nick Baugh thing?
I don't want Mr. Colby, don't be!
Those are Nick Baugh, so...
Well, that sounds right. Sounds about right. But welcome in. We are back for just a couple hours. Let me give you the plan here. As we're setting things up, it's Connor Happer, Shane Schillerberg with you. And we're going to be here until noon. And then we'll turn it over to the Village, the Omaha Baseball Village, where Josh and Jimmy will be. Because the College World Series threw us a little bit of a curveball today. And we were going through all the scenarios in our heads before this whole thing played out. Okay, what if there's zero games? Today's the what if day. What if there's zero games? What if there's one game? What if there's two games? Texas A&M was not able to get it done yesterday. It became clear there was either going to be zero or one games. And usually, you know, so that got us down to two options. Then the NCAA decided, actually, there's a threat of rain tonight, Thursday night, here in Omaha. So why don't we bump this game up to a previously unthought of time? Let's go with 3:00. So we're putting things together, and this is what we came out with. So me and Shane here until noon, and then we'll turn it over to Josh and Jimmy at the Baseball Village beginning at noon, and they'll take you up to the pregame show, which is going to start at 2:40, I believe, today over at the stadium. And it'll be Kevin, John, and Gary down in the field. So that's where we're setting things up for our what-if day. Here on 1620 The Zone, we'll have Arkansas and Ole Miss. Arkansas, we got the best game of the College World Series last night. How about that? We got the best game that we had. We had a non-four runs or more game. Shane's looking for a drop that would convey my excitement. No, the exact opposite of that.
It's nothing personal.
It's not personal at all.
Please do us all a favor. It's in the toilet, and it needs to be flushed.
Is that from Tiger King?
Sweet.
That's his quote.
I think that sounds like it's from Tiger King.
Right.
Not sure. But yes, we'll have Arkansas and Ole Miss for one final time. They'll play for all the marbles today to get into the final, where the winner will face Oklahoma, who has been far and away, really. I mean, really, truly far and away the best team in this tournament so far. With three pretty convincing wins. Ooh. They have kept their pitching in really, really good shape. They have hit 1-9. They've even lost a regular starter out of their lineup in Squires with the hand injury. But they are doing just fine as they cruise their way into the championship series, which will begin on Saturday. They'll get the winner of Arkansas at Ole Miss. I said yesterday, if there was a team, and somebody tweeted this at us a little bit earlier in the week, said this yesterday, like, if there was going to be a team that could sort of come from the loser's bracket, quote-unquote, Arkansas won their first game and then lost their second to Ole Miss. So if there's a team that could do it with a loss and that could beat a team, beat the 2-0 team, in this case it's Ole Miss, it might be Arkansas. Look at what they've done throughout this tournament. They were able to save their bullpen really, you know, every day of this thing because they've had convincing wins. I almost hesitate to say this because it's almost like I'm trying to sort of speak it into existence because, this is what we want. This should result, all the blowouts and all the bad games that have come before this should theoretically result in a really good game tonight and then a really good championship series because there won't be really too much concern about bullpens. Look at Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma has been really according to plan. They haven't had things go off the script here for them. They've used their best guy when they've needed to, and they've used them sparingly, and we're talking about out of the bullpen. They have two or three really good starters that they trust, and they've gone deep into games. They're in pretty good shape when we get to this final. And it's sort of the same thing with Arkansas, even though they have a loss on their resume so far. They used Tiger for the first time last night, and he came in for two pitches and hit two guys. And then, I was like, okay, we can move on to the next tier. And Morris gets the job done with the bases loaded to finish that thing out last night. I was excited to get a good game down at the Chuck, not the Schwab, the Chuck. Shane, how do we feel about this? The Chuck?
Froggy bomb!
I think that's a yes. Shane's going to spend the next 2 hours just really just playing around on the drop. That's what it sounds like. Here's the plan, guest-wise. We'll set it up like pretty much normal today. Jacob Padilla should join at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NBA draft tonight. I have been closely watching this, by the way, this morning as far as the odds are concerned. Okay, so now they just opened back up. This morning, I believe, let me look at what I had written down this morning. I was like taking notes at individual times. This is in like the 7 o'clock hour this morning. The betting odds had it as the 1, 2, 3 picks going Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith. That was this morning. Then it shut down for a while. And now from our friends at FanDuel, it is open back up, and here is how it's open back up. Jabari Smith, -2100. So there's, been some intel going around the league. Yeah, I think it is going to be Jabari Smith. There have been a lot of smoke screens in this thing. Nobody was really clear on the order, 1, 2, 3. There was even some talk that Jaden Ivey could work his way into that three or potentially even higher, in the high parts of the 1, 2, 3. Jabari Smith currently -2100, followed by Banchero, and then Holmgren, and then Ivy and Sharp and Murray after that. So I don't know that we have a great grip still on exactly what's going to happen in the NBA draft tonight, which is fun. Yes, tonight is the NBA draft, and we'll talk about that with Jacob Padilla, and then we'll have Sam McEwen a little bit after that, talk some football. We'll talk about the draft from the Nebraska side. What's it look like for Bryce McGowan's tonight? We'll go through some football things. Union Omaha's run comes to an end. We got a close College World Series game. We had a home run to dead center last night. A 436 foot home run to dead center at the Chuck. It's only happened 3 times in the history of the ballpark.
I got chills throughout my body.
It's same.
3
times in the history of the ballpark. And last night, I believe it was Brady Slavens who knocked it over the center field wall and into that batter's eye area back there where they have like a few extra patches of grass where they want to plug in. Well, the field, wow. The field should get some rain tonight, and then they'll have tomorrow off to repair things and get it ready for the final. Arkansas and Ole Miss with everything on the line today at 3 o'clock. All right, Connor Happer, Shane Schillerberg with you. The lineup is powered by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. We'll come back and fire things up. It's Thursday, I think. I've had a tough time keeping track of days. It's day 7 of the College World Series. We'll be back with more up next on 1620 The Zone.
You know how to hold a bat? You hold a bat by its wings.
That's a good line.
He didn't get it.
Everybody's a little nervous.